Shalom to all. Today's episode of Shalom Shabbos Daf Chaf Hey, and we're starting with Chaf Daled Amud Beis near the bottom with Halacha Zayin and the Vilna Daf is on Chaf Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And last mission the parak tells us Kolashid Dvarim Sarach Adam Lomer B'Sochah Beis Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. There are three things that a person needs to say in his house Erev Shabbos right before it gets dark. Number one, Isarten, did you take off Meiser? Because you're not taking Meiser on Shabbos. A Ravten, did you make an Erev? This is either Erev Tchumen or Erev Chatzeros. This is also not allowed to be on Shabbos. And lastly, he doesn't ask, but he says Hadlikuas Haner, light the candles. The reason why he's not asking this is because it's obvious that they didn't do it. The candles either are or are not lit. Now, Safek Hashecha, Safek Ein Hashecha, if it's a Safek, whether or not it's dark, this is what we call Ben Hashmashes. This is a halachic Safek. It doesn't mean you can't see good, and so you're not so sure if it's dark outside. It's just simply that halachically, this is a time that's a Safek, and we don't know whether or not it's considered dark. Ein Maser Nesavadai, Ve'ein Mat Ben Lesakelim. One is not allowed to take Maser off of something which is Vadai, meaning it definitely needs Maser taken off, and one's not allowed to immerse Kelim in a mikvah. These are both Yisurei Derabanan, because it looks like he's being metaken, ve'in malikin saneros, and also no lighting the candles. Avol ma'asron sadmai, one is allowed to take ma'asr off of demai, because anyway, most demai, which is produce that comes from an ama aret, had ma'asr taken off anyway, and we only have to take ma'asr off of demai misafek in the first place, and so ben hashmash says he is allowed to take ma'asr off of demai. Lastly, uma arvin, he's allowed to make an erev, which the Gemara explains referring to erev chatzeros, not erev tchumen, and with tomin sachamin, he could insulate hot food as long as it's in something which is in a ma'asif hevel, it's not going to add heat to the food, it's just going to maintain the food's current heat. I think our quotes of Mishnah, Shlosh Dvarim Sarach Adam Loyim Sarach Beis Avichulu. The Gemara clarifies, Tony with a brass of Shimon Gamliel Eimer, he tells us, Halachas HaKoidesh, Bechatois, Vechsheirois, Hein Hein Gufei Halachas, these are very key halachas, Ushlosh Nim Tzru Lama Aretz, and all three of these things were given over to Ama Aretz, meaning we even trust in Ama Aretz regarding these things. The Gemara Chafi Alam Rafa on top continues, Hilchas HaKoidesh, what is this? The Tanin in the Mishnah tells us, Im Amar, if an Ama Aretz says, Hifrashti Besoich Revias Koidesh, that I separated and I put a Revias of Koidesh into it, Nemon, he's believed. This has to do with Hektish and Truma. And Am Aretz is not trusted regarding Truma, even if he tells a Kayin that it's Tahar, we don't believe him, but in regards to Kodesh, we do believe him. This din over here is telling us that if he says to the Kayin, I separated Revias of Hektish and put it in the Truma, we can trust him. The entire thing is Tahar. The next din, Chatois, what's this regarding? The Tanin Mishnah says, Hakol Nemanim Al Chatos, everyone, even in Am Aretz, is trusted in regards to the Chatos, this is referring to the Paraduma. And lastly, Hechsheirois, the Tanin we have Mishnah says, Val Kulon Am Aretz Amanim Leimar Taharin Hain, meaning regards the produce, and Ama Aretz is believed to say that they are tahar, meaning that they were not mochshel kabel toma, and we can trust him on that as well. Now, the Gemara asks a question on the Mishnah: Loit surcha delav hidliko saner. It really would make more sense for the Mishnah to first list hadliko saner because that's a dairaisa. A person can't light a candle on Shabbos. So really, the order of the Mishnah should be shloshet dvarim surcha d'mayim b'sech beisar erev Shabbos m'chashecha, light the candle, and then he says the other things which are just yisur d'rabanan. But instead, it says isarten ve'ravten haliku. So it seems to be out of order. And on this, Amar Chia bar Abba mitoch sha'ata machmer al b'kal. Since we're machmer on a person, even with something that's lighter, as we had just explained, the first two things, Isarten and Ravten, are Isuri Drabanon, and we're still being machmer that Erev Shabbos, a person should say, is everything taken care of properly? Afu machmer al asma b'chamura, that means they themselves are going to make sure that the more chamur things are, of course, taken care of. The Gemara continues on Rav Chagai, he says, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, have mifkad goy beisei, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak would instruct his household, a Ravten, hadlikas haner. Did you make an Erev? Light the candles. And v'lomalei amri Isarten, why didn't he ask him about taking off my sir? The answer is, El kol ma dehava achel min shuka hava achel, whatever he ate was from the marketplace, meaning he only made sure to buy from people who had already separated meiser, so none of the food in his house needed meiser separated. That's why he didn't say sarten, he only mentioned Erov and lighting the candles. Moving on, the Mishnah said, Savach HaShecha, Savach Ein HaShecha v'chulu. We have a story, Master Reb Elezer, Shoya Geises, Erev Shabbos Im HaShecha. There's a story that Reb Elezer was a Geises, he was deathly ill, he was on his deathbed, Erev Shabbos, right before it got dark, V'nichnas Hyrcanus b'noi lachlatz his tefilov, and Hyrcanus, his son, came in to take off his tefillin. He was wearing his tefillin, and since it was right before Shabbos, and we know we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, Reb Elezer's son Hyrcanus came in to take off his tefillin. However, Reb Elezer basically yelled at him and told him not to, and we're going to see why that is in a minute. Now, the proper gear says to skip three lines to where the Gemara says Yatza. So Yatza loy, he left, meaning Hyrcanus left his father's presence by Yitzayik, and he was crying out. Va'amar, and he said, Oili, woe to me, shenitra da'at shalaba. Then my father's das became confused, meaning he's not 100% with it anymore. He told me not to take off his tefillin. Now his father heard him, and Amar loy, he told him, Da'atchi shenitra. It's your das which is confused. Daitihi loy nitrafa. My das isn't confused. And why would that be? Then we go back up six lines to where we had skipped. Amrullah, he explained to him, Bini, my son, he nach the mitzvah saner. You're leaving the mitzvah of lighting candles. She ishvos. Really, the gear says, she iser skila. That a person can be chayv skila for it if he got warned by Edim. V'chayv an olay karis. Or a person will be chayv karis for this. Ubasa lachat tefillin. And you came to take off tefillin. She'in an el rishos. V'in an el mitzvah. They're just a rishos. They're just a mitzvah. Meaning, he's just exer. The one's not supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos because maybe he he's going to walk out to the Rosh Hashanah with them. So how can you come into my room, Mamish Erev Shabbos, to take off my tefillin when you haven't lit the candles yet? Now we once again skip three lines where the Gemara says, Kivan Shiro Talmidav, since his Talmidim saw Sheshivu Davar Shel Chachma, that he responded with something wise, meaning the Reb Elazar had his full faculties with him, because he explained to his son very clearly why not to take off his tefillin right now. Therefore, Nechazu Asloi, they entered his room, and they were asking him questions, he answered very sharply, everything that was Tameh, he said Tameh, everything that was Tar, he said Tar, and Ubachroina Omar Tar, when his talking Shmasai, the last thing he answered was Tahar, and that's when his neshama left him, and Amrin, they said, Nikar Rebbe Shu Tar, we can see that Rebbe was Tar, he was pure, because the stalkas of his neshama was with the word Tahar. However, Amr Amon, Ramana says, Va'ad Kedai Nikar, only up until now it's Nikar, meaning this is the only way that you could see the Rebbe Lezer is Tahar, he's been Tar his whole life. Now Nichas Rebbe Yeshua, V'chal says Tfilav, Rebbe Yeshua came in, and he took off Rebbe Lezer's tefillin, V'hayim Agavifayim V'nashka, he was hugging him and kissing him, Ubaicha and crying, V'aymer, and he said, Rebbe, Hutar HaNeder, Rebbe the Neder is Matered. This refers to the fact that Rebbe Lezer was actually in Cherem, because he refused to agree to the Chachamim, so they put him into Cherem. Now Rebbe Yeshua was saying that this Cherem has been lifted, and he concluded by saying, Rebbe, Rechav Yisrael Farashov, literally this means the chariot of Yisrael and his horsemen. Some explain this to mean that your tefillos and schosim are better for Am Yisrael than chariots and horsemen. Continue to explain the Mishnah of Ein Matbilin as HaKelim, no mercy in Kelim, Bein HaShmashes. The Gemara clarifies, Masisa B'Kelim Gedolim. The Mishnah is talking about large Kelim, that it's not the norm to immerse them in a mikvah. Therefore, if one does so Bein HaShmashes, it's going to look like he's being Metakein, Aval B'Kelim Ketanim. But with small Kelim, that it could look like he's drawing water, Mayer Malem Matbilon, he can make a trick, some sort of subterfuge, and be Tavlim in the mikvah, because to the outsider, it's just going to look like he's trying to draw water, so he is allowed to do this Bein HaShmashes. And where do we get this from? Tani Rabbi Shai taught in Nebraisa, Mamalehu Adam Makli Tameh Menabar Umayram Olav Matbiloi. This is even on Shabbos. A person's allowed to take a Kli which is Tameh and fill water up in it from a bar, from a well, and that's Arama, that's a trick, if you will, and he's being Matbilit like that, because again, the whole Isser of being Matbilit Kli on Shabbos to take away Zin of Tumah is that it looks like he's being Metakein, but over here, it doesn't look like he's being Metakein anything, he's just drawing water into his Kli. And similarly, Tani Rabbiisa, Nafal Dalil Isaych Habar, what's a person's bucket fell into a well, Naflu Kalev Isaych Habar, or his Kli fell into a bar, Mayer Malayim Matbilon, he can do his Harama and be Matbil them. This is even with a large Kli, because since it fell into the bar, people won't think he's being Tivalit, they're just gonna think, oh, he's pulling it out of the bar. Now, before we continue, it's important to know two dinim regarding Tumah of Kalim. Number one, Midai Raisa, a Kli can only become Tame from Tumah, such as a dead sheretz or corpse, but not from Tame foods or something else that became Tame because it was touched by something Tame. However, Midrabanan, if Tame liquid touched a Kli, it does become Tame. Number two is when being Metair a Kli, after it's been immersed in a mikvah, if it was Tame only Midrabanan, then it's Tahar right away. However, if its Tumah was Midai Raisa, it needs Hair of Shemesh, the setting of the sun, to be completely Tar. Now, knowing that, the Gemara tells us, Train Amirayin, is Machlekas Amirayin. Chad number one says, Bekam Shenetu Ba'ava Tumah. This Brazai told us that a person can make a Rama, a trick, and be Tovel Kalim even on Shabbos. That's even referring to Kalim that are Tumah Midai Raisa, meaning they were touched by an Ava Tumah. Still, he can do this Rama and be Tovel them on Shabbos. Whereas Chafayim Beis on top, Bacharna Amar, the other one says, Bekam Shenetu Ba'Vlada Tumah. It's only referring to Kalim that were touched by a Vlada Tumah, a secondary Tumah, if you will, meaning they're Tumah only Midrabanon, but not if they're Tumah Midai Raisa. Now, pay attention to the Gersa change. Masav Man Demar, Bivlada Tumah, Laman Demar, Ba'Ava Tumah, the one that allows this trick. They with Kalim that were touched with a Vlada Tumah, ask the question on the one that allows with Kalim that were touched with Ava Tumah, Afil B'chol, even during the week, Yehita on Erev Shemesh. Such a thing needs Harav Shemesh. And so you shouldn't be able to do this Harama on Shabbos, because what are you gaining yourself? The Kli still needs Harav Shemesh, which means that you still need to wait till Matzah Shabbos in order to be able to use the Kli, and that means you're doing something on Shabbos for after Shabbos, and that's not allowed. So Amar Lehi responded to him, Baroitz L'shtamish B'en Chulin B'Tahara, we're talking about a person who wants to use this Kli for Chulin in a state of Tahara. Namely, even when a Kli needs Harav Shemesh to be 100% Tahar, that's only in regards to Truma and Kodshim. But in regards to Chulin, the moment that it came out of the mikvah, it's allowed to be used for Chulin, and that Chulin will be Tahar, even though, again, the Kli needs Harav Shemesh for Truma and Kodshim, and that's what the person's putting into the mikvah for on Shabbos. He wants to use it for Chulin B'Tahara. The Gemara brings up another one, Rabbi Yirmi of Rabbi Zeira, say B'Shem Rechim Barashi, Ishi B'Kachas, a wise woman, Madicha Kais Kan, Ka'ara Kan, Tamchoy Kan, a smart woman, can wash a cup over here, a plate or a tray over there, and it turns out that now she's being rabbits her house on Shabbos. Back then they had dirt floors and would often sprinkle water to keep the dust down, and on Shabbos this is usur because of Ashriya Gumas, one might smooth out holes on the floor, but over here we have a trick that a woman could do if she washes a cup in this corner of her house and a plate over there and a bowl over there, a spoon and fork in a different place, so on and so forth, so all the water runs off of this washing of her kalim, and that tamps down the dust and it doesn't look like she's being rabbits her house, it just looks like she's washing her kalim, and that's not a problem. We need to explain the Mishnah. We had said that Bein HaShmashes were not allowed to be Ma'aser Vadai, Avo Ma'aser Nesad Demai. We could take Ma'aser off of Demai. Now we just explain what the word Demai means. Rabbi Yosef says, b'shem Ravo, and Rav Chizkiya says b'shem Rav Yudah and Pazi, demai demetaken, demai loytakan. Demai is a conjugation of the words damai. What is this? Meaning, is this metukan? Did it have miser taken off, or is it not metukan? And that's how we understand the word demai. Lastly, the Mishnah told us from Arvim Tumnis Achamin, the Ben Hashmashas, we are also allowed to do an Eruv, Na'omar of Chibar Ashi. He clarifies that the Tamar, this is only referring to Be'eruv Chatzeras, with an Eruv Chatzeras that allows all the people who share the same Chatzer to carry there. Since this is only Dirabonon, Ben Hashmashas, one is allowed to do so. Aval Be'eruv Tchumin, but if a person wants to make an Eruv Tchumin, to allow himself to carry further than usual, that's Usur because of our Torah Hain, that's a Dei Raisa, and therefore Ben Hashmashas, one would not be allowed to do that. Adron Alchemah Madlikin, Malzar finishing the second parak of Masechta Shabbos. Just like we Zachar finished this parak together, we should be Zachar finish the entire Masechta together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And without further ado, we move right on to the third parak. The Mishnah tells us, Kir Shizikul Bakasha B'Gvava, we have a Kir, which is a stove. Usually the pot is placed on top of it, and it was fired up with Kash or Gvava. This is two different types of straw. That's the heat source of the oven. Nice and a lot of Tavshil. One is allowed to place a Tavshil, a dish on it, Erev Shabbos. This is even though it's not Garf or Katum. Remember, we had previously mentioned this, Garf or Katum. Ligraf is to rake the coals out of it, and Ligraf is to put ash or dirt on the heat source to cool it off. Both of these accomplish making a heker through which he's going to be reminded not to be mechate begachalim, not to stir and rake the coals to create more heat. However, in the beginning of the Mishnah is telling us that since the heat source is kash or gvava, different types of straw, anyway, chitu begachalim is not going to do anything because these things basically burn very quickly and they don't create coals. Therefore, even if they're not garf or katum, he could put a tavshil on top. He could be mashhet erev Shabbos into Shabbos, and there's no problem. However, continues the Mishnah, begavase beitzim lo yitain achiegrif or achiitain saefer. If the heat source was gefes, which is what's left over after pressing sesame seeds into oil, or eitzim, which is wood, and both these things do burn very hot and they'll create coals as well, so he is not allowed to put anything on top until he's either gairfit or he's yitain saefer. He places the ashes, which is the other word for katum, and that's the only way it would be permitted. Now we have machlokes here. Beishamay says chamin avoloi tavshil. The only thing he's allowed to place on top is hot water, but not a dish. Ubeisil says chamin vitavshil, hot water and a dish as well. Another machlokes. Beishamay says noitlin avoloi machzirin. One's allowed to take it off, but he cannot put it back on Shabbos. This is din of chazara, putting food back onto a heat source on Shabbos. Ubeisil says af machzirin. One can even return it. Now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah kirshiziku avachulu. Now we clarify kainam asisa. This is what the Mishnah is talking about. Mekaimin olei tavshil. One's allowed to leave a dish on it erev Shabbos to go into Shabbos. Further clarifying this, Masisa Reb Yuda, our Mishnah is Reb Yuda, meaning the way that we have our Mishnah set up with the Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, that's Shitas Reb Yuda. The time we have a Braisa, Hayu Shtei Kiraim at Imais, he had two Kiraim, two stoves next to each other, Achaz Grufa Ketuma of Achaz Loi Grufa of Loi Ketuma, one of them is Garfa Katum, one of them is not Garfa Katum, Mekaimin al Grufa of Al Ketuma, he could leave something on the one which is Garfa Katum. And the question is, Mekaimin alaya, what is he allowed to leave on it? So Beisham says, Ey Mekaimin alaya Klum, he's not going to leave anything on it. Ubeisil says, Chamin avaloi tavshil, only hot water, but no dishes, no food. Now let's say Hever Samecham, he took off the Mecham, he took off the hot water urn, Hakomodim Shloyachzir, everyone agrees he's not allowed to put it back on, Divrei Meir, that's Rameir's opinion. Now this is clearly not like the way we have it in our Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Beishamir, Beishamir says, Chamin avaloi tavshil, he's allowed to leave hot water on, just not food. Ubeisil says, Chamin vitavshil, hot water and food. Chavavam alaf on top, Hever Samecham, once he takes it off, Beishamir, Beishamir says, Loyachzir, no putting it back on. Beis Hillel says he is allowed to put it back on. And that's why we have our Mishnah set up. So we see that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.